Right, Mayor Boris Johnson faced claims in the High Court today he failed to respect a Christian group's right to free speech by banning their posters from the side of London buses. The mayor refused to run the advertisements, which promoted the group's view that homosexuals can be reoriented through therapy and prayer. They read, "Not gay, ex-gay, post-gay and proud, get over it," and they are in response to a previous poster campaign by Stonewall, the gay rights organisation, which said, "Some people are gay, get over it." So you can see the theme that's developing there. The ads were by the Core Issues Trust. Dr. Mike Davison is the director. He joins me now. What do you want the court to fine for? Why should they fine for you, Dr. Davidson?
Well, Nick, we believe that it's important that different groups in society have protection and have respect, and there are people in our society who are unhappy with homosexuality and need to be respected in their choice to move away from it. They didn't choose the feelings, but they have choices around the feelings.
What is conversion therapy? Are you promoting conversion therapy then?
We don't promote conversion therapy. We don't use that terminology. I know that the British Medical Association do, the Royal College of Psychiatrists do. We stand with men and women who want to explore these issues and use psychotherapy to bring about a reduction in homosexual feelings if that's what they choose. We don't just, take it on face value. If somebody appears and says they want this, we have to determine whether or not it's really their choice or they are being put under pressure. But surely this group of people need some respect and protection in our society.
So coming back to you in just a second, Patrick Strudwick is a journalist who broke the story in The Guardian last year, joins me now. Patrick, why was this such a difficult time or such a contentious decision for the mayor, would you say?
I'm sorry, I don't quite follow it. It wasn't a contentious decision for the...
Sorry,
for the
why is it being contentious now? Why is it being challenged in such a way?
Core Issues are challenging the decision because they feel annoyed because they think that their freedom of speech is being impaired here. But, of course, I think for any listener, it's all quite baffling. The wording of the advert is rather strange, rather badly written, rather confusing. Most people wouldn't really know what it's going on about. And, of course, anyone listening to Mike Davidson would equally not quite understand what he's getting at, distancing himself from the phrase conversion therapy, which relates to therapeutic, in inverted commas, cure of homosexuality, whilst, in actual fact, still believing that prayer and therapy can turn a gay person straight. The point is, this type of therapy has been proven again and again to not only not work, but to be damaging, but to be harmful, but to increase any mental health problems that the person undergoing it might already have. It leads to depression, anxiety, self-harm, and in many cases, and many people I've spoken to, at least to suicide attempts. That is why Boris Johnson banned these adverts, because what's behind the strange, baffling, inept use of language is something very dangerous. And when Mike Davidson talks about, these people need to be protected, I absolutely agree. People that are unhappy with being gay need protecting by therapists, by which I mean they need professional therapeutic treatment that is shown to work.
Should their free speech be denied, Patrick Strudwick? Why should this organisation's free speech be denied?
Well, I think free speech is a bit of a red herring, because we're talking about an advert. Free speech does not apply to saying whatever you like in an advert. I couldn't market a product and say anything I like about it because that's free speech. No, there are very strict guidelines and regulations about the way advertising is rendered, and that's...
Okay, back to you in just a second.
The fact is,
Dr. Davidson,
Patrick,
do you think people can be cured?
I think that people, yes, they can move away from homosexuality, and the scientific literature, beginning with Anna Freud right through to the present time, indicates that a certain percentage of people can move away from it.
You're unhappy with your sexual orientation, and you can't come to terms with it. Well, I suggest you come out of denial and get some help. The point is, if you look at the
Dr. Davidson,
you don't have to answer this question. Are you homosexual yourself? You don't have to answer that question.
I'm very happy to answer the question that, yes, I have battled with homosexuality in my life, and it's unfair for somebody to make the claim that simply because I have exercised choices around homosexual feelings that I am therefore repressed or unhappy in the lifestyle choices that I have made. It's perfectly within my adult way of being to make a decision that I want to stand by. Why is it that a married man with children who wishes to move away from homosexuality
might
cannot
do
be
what
supported
you like,
in that?
But you okay, can't Patrick. Say what you like on the side of buses. If you look at the advertising policy, if you look at the advertising policy
Stonewall
for
can.
Transport, if you look at the advertising policy for Transport for London, one it states the advertisement cannot cause widespread or serious offence to members of the public. Well, if you
so
suggest
we can't
that gay people
make
can
a
be
statement.
Treated by therapy, that will cause widespread offence, because most people recognise that sexual orientation is inherent and cannot be changed by therapy.
Well, then they refute the scientific literature, Patrick.
Dr. Davidson, what scientific literature backs up your idea that you can cure someone from being homosexual?
Well, the most recently peer-reviewed journal, 2011, by Jones and Yarhouse, excuse me, Patrick, indicated that a small group of people are in a position to move away from homosexuality.
Every single mental health body in Britain condemns conversion therapy.
Every single mental health body in the UK has been hoodwinked by the gay and lesbian special interest group in the Royal College of Psychiatrists under Dr. Michael King.
Well, let's not start naming other people. Why would they seek to hoodwink? Why would they want to hoodwink? What's in it for them?
Because there's a political agenda here, Nick, that needs to be balanced. There's nothing wrong with gay rights people asserting a set of values that are important to them, but it cannot become something that closes down any sense of criticality and then becomes an ideology that influences scientific research and scientific opinion. Our professional bodies are like a pack of cards. They all follow the leading of the special interest group, the gay and lesbian special interest group in the Royal College of Psychiatry.
They follow science and research. I'm sorry, Mike, but you're just deluded.
They follow Professor Michael King, whose research, I am afraid, needs to be looked at very carefully, because
whatever we are with the research, sorry to interrupt, gentlemen, one thing that I think many of my listeners would agree with Patrick Strudwick was, who had said, Dr. Davidson, is the language of the bus poster. Not gay, ex-gay, post-gay and proud. Get over it. I see where you're coming from with that, but why didn't you just say we can cure homosexuality? Because that's what you're driving at. Why wouldn't you put that on the side of a bus?
Well, we would never put cure, because that becomes a pejorative, doesn't it? But yes, point taken. The wording could have been different. But here's the point, Nick. Transport for London, Boris Johnson, could have come back to us and said, look, we need you to adapt these posters and make a change. But what did they do? They banned them. Yeah. And that's what we are upset about here.
And that's why everyone's off to the High Court this morning. My thanks to Dr. Mike Davidson, who's the Director of Core Issues Trust, the organisation that put the posters, or tried to put the posters on the buses, Patrick Stradwick, who's a journalist who broke the story in The Guardian,